1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
And that's the SACL CAI toll-free line as we launch into another night of fun and excitement here, taking your calls about anything. 800-259-9231 tonight. Joining you, it's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Last night, I said we were going to get to a story. We never did, so I want to make sure we lead off with that tonight. It is about cars. Bait cars, as they are called, according to William Gregg at LouRockwell.com. Have either of you ever heard of bait cars?
It sounds like a police sting thing.
It is a police sting thing, as a matter of fact, and they're trying to sting people who, in many cases, have good intentions.
Okay.
Because the police aren't about protecting you and providing you with any kind of service. They're about extracting money from people and putting them in prison cells. And this is just another example that proves that. Will Gregg says, government is an exercise in pure wasteful consumption. The only things that government can actually make are criminals out of innocent people and corpses out of living human beings. Statists often insist that at least some of government's purely consumptive activity is indispensable, such as law enforcement. But this argument ignores the fact that the first and most important function of police is to collect revenue for the state. And that rather than deterring crimes, police often manufacture them. For example, police departments nationwide use what they call bait cars, automobiles abandoned by the side of the road with the keys still in the ignition and surveillance equipment concealed at various points in order to pique the curiosity of well-intentioned people. Any contact with the vehicle or close inspection of the same is then treated as an attempt to burglarize or steal the car, even if the intent were to only learn the identity of the owner. Police in Austin, Texas recently sprang a trap of that kind on Mark Douglas Ledford and his girlfriend Asia Ward. Austin's finest parked a green Honda Accord near Ledford's home. Curious, you know, as you might be if someone parked a car nearby your home. I had a car parked in the road for like a week next to my house. I had no idea whose it was. So, you know, it makes sense for somebody to go up to such a thing and investigate. So, indeed, he did that, and he consulted with his neighbors. Ledford consulted with his neighbors in hopes of identifying an owner, then reported the vehicle to the police. A pair of officers paid a brief visit to the neighborhood and spoke briefly with Ledford. I told them, isn't it strange that someone parked a car there with the windows down and the keys left in it? He recalled. The police replied that there was no problem, since the car was parked legally, and left. Puzzled by the apparent indifference of the police and worried that the car might be a crime scene, Ledford and his girlfriend decided to examine the vehicle in hopes of learning the identity of its owner. They noticed odd things such as broken glass, a pair of men's work boots, a length of rope, and a bikini top in the back seat. And this made them wonder if the car belonged to a serial killer.
It does kind of have that sound to it, doesn't it?
Practically the instant that the couple approached the abandoned vehicle, a police cruiser sped to the scene, and Ledford and Ward were arrested. At the station, they waived their right to counsel and tried to explain their concerns to the on-scene investigator, who released them immediately. However, a few days later, the couple was served with an arrest warrant signed by the same investigator who accused them of burglary. The county prosecutor offered the couple deferred prosecution if they signed a confession.
I don't think you can burglarize something that's open.
I'm not sure.
A burglary, I think, is it includes the lesser included offense of breaking and entering, and one then needs to have broken to have entered. Do you understand?
And then when you burgle, does that mean you actually have to steal something, or can one be guilty of burglary simply by being somewhere that one shouldn't after having broken and entered?
A burglary includes theft. That's part of burglary.
Okay.
So there's trespassing. This is just a bad charge all around.
Mm-hmm.
And not only should the judge throw this crap out, but they should dock this police officer a week's pay.
Well, they were offered deferred prosecution if they signed a confession, and to their credit, Ledford and Ward, who face a year in jail and a $4,000 fine for committing no crime, gave the prosecutor automatically anatomically detailed instructions regarding the proper disposal of that offer. According to the police agency that afflicts the city of Austin, the bait car scheme produced 70 warrants or arrests in 2008 and 13 so far this year. The department refused to specify how many convictions resulted and refused to provide a breakdown of the charges. As noted, that's service for you.
Yeah.
As noted above, bait car traps have been laid by police all over the country. Police also use variants of this idea. A few years ago, the NYPD, apparently having nothing better to do, enjoyed considerable success in a similar snare involving a lost wallet. And I think I recall reporting on the NYPD wallet story. And these are just some of the things the police are doing to serve and protect you.
As if they haven't actually solved all of the car thefts that have actually taken place in Austin.
Yeah, exactly. So instead of actually going after criminals that have a fence that they can go to take the car to, and there's a real criminal operation going on there, it's a lot easier to just go after some concerned homeowners that will investigate an abandoned vehicle out in front of their houses.
Right. And, you know, it seems to me on this the circumstance, It's one thing to, you know, if they left the keys in the car, which seems out of line to me, but if they left the keys in the car and then somebody took the car and, say, never reported it or anything like that, I suppose, then you would have perhaps a car theft. It still seems a little nasty to me, like entrapment, but, you know, leaving the keys in a car, I'm almost of the opinion if you leave the keys in the car and the window's down in the wrong neighborhood, you deserve it. However, I can't say I've never left keys in cars before. But the idea that if somebody approaches the vehicle or enters the vehicle, that somehow they have burglarized the vehicle.
Right.
The car, which may be private property, is sitting unlocked on what I'm going to assume is public property. They say it's not parked illegally and it was out in front of these people's house.
Yeah, presumably that means it's in the road or something.
Right, so it's on public property and it's unlocked. And I can't see that as even fitting the definition of trespassing.
Yeah, I mean, it seems to be a neighborly thing to do here, what these folks did. They spotted something that was not being taken care of, wondered what was going on, and tried to resolve the situation, and for their troubles, they were treated to a jail cell. I mean, that's twisted.
I believe I found a wallet. This has been about 3 or 4 years ago, and in it was contained I found some personal item. It might have been a cell phone. It might have been a wallet. I'm not exactly sure.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow I ascertained from the item to whom it belonged. I contacted that person. I met them at a Starbucks and gave it to them. They tried to give me $10, which, you know, I mean, it just wasn't that much money. So I, you know, wasn't going to accept it. They bought me a coffee and off we went.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, am I a burglar because I found this item and then I decided that I was going to return it to the person?
No.
I don't remember whether it was a wallet or a cell phone. I mean, that's how little this matters to me in my life. It's just,
right,
to me, doing the right thing is doing the right thing. I can tell you clearly there was no if there was any money in the wallet, I did not take that money out. But even if the money was removed from my wallet and I got all the other stuff back, I would still be thankful.
There are so many instances where the police will punish people who are attempting.
And the police have never returned my wallet to me. I've lost several.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it figures. They're not out there to serve you. They're there to serve themselves. They're there to serve the state. They're masters in the political realm, the legislature. They're there to serve those people. They're there to serve their police chiefs. And they're not there to serve you. Because if they were there for service, they would behave differently. And, of course, Sam Johnson from the Obscure Truth Network, obscuretruth.com, recently he was arrested in a situation that was a perfect example of how if the police were interested in service, and, you know, we're presuming that the whole idea that they you're supposed to register your car and all that is somehow legitimate, presuming that for a moment, if they were about service and oriented to service as market-based organizations are, like ours and yours, the one that you likely work for, if they were about service, they would have gone up to Sam and said, Sam, before you get in your car, we just want to let you know that we found out that your license has been suspended. Just to give you a heads up on that, because, you know, we're about service. But no, instead, they waited. Now, they are denying they waited. But we all know they waited until he got into his car, drove away, and then pulled him over just moments down the road. So that's not about service. That's about revenue collection. That's about obedience and enforcement. 800-259-9231. These folks tried to do the right thing. They tried to find out what an abandoned car, who the owner was. Would have probably gone through whatever steps were necessary to help them get back to it. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Being a part of Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julie in New York writes, I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does. Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, my daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea. And David from Tennessee writes, my wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too. And here's my favorite from CJ in Minnesota. He writes, this stuff really works. No, I mean it really works. No, I mean it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us and we love you.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride Flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites, a parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. And we invite you to our website, freetalklive.com. We have the Shrine of Female Listeners. the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo and prove that they listen to the show. See it at shrine.freetalklive.com, and if you are a lady listener, you can get details on how to submit your photo or video to the Shrine of Female Listeners at shrine.freetalklive.com. Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies, that's what readers of freedomsphoenix.com get every day. Readers of freedomsphoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to FreedomsPhoenix.com and sign up for their free daily dispatch. That's FreedomsPhoenix.com.
I use it for show prep every day.
Let's continue. Take your calls. George is in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, George.
How you doing?
What's up, tonight?
Proud member of the Texas Nationalist Movement down here.
What is a Texas Nationalist?
We want our independence from the federal government.
Excellent.
You think it's possible I can get Dan Millett? I could probably send your contact to Dan Millett, the president, maybe get him on your show.
Well, we don't really do guests very often on Free Talk Live, but anybody's free to call in and talk about what they want. So, you know, tell us a little bit about your movement. How long has it been around? What are you doing right now, et cetera?
Well, right now, I only been a member like a couple months, but I can tell you one thing I like the movement so far. It's not so much secessionists, it's declaring our independence from the federal government.
I like that.
Yeah, I think that that's better. Secessionist is kind of a negative term, and it points to what you're seceding from, whereas independence, it just, embodies what you're doing.
Right. It's basically declaring independence says, okay, well, we don't acknowledge you anymore. We're just doing our thing here, and we're just going to forget about you federal guys. Not asking for permission to leave, just calling out and saying you're your own country, basically. So
well,
I like that.
Well, basically, I kind of see it like this. I think the globalists are getting too overconfident because, you know, they got away with this and so many countries doing what they're trying to do to us. It's just like the Dallas Cowboys winning every game in the season until the underdog team who studied the film, who watched what they were doing on all these games, comes and beats the snot out of them. And I really think they're just being very, very overconfident.
So
they don't really realize.
How is it? Sorry to ask interject here, George. What you said, you've been involved in this Texas nationalist movement, this independence movement, for just a couple months. What was it that brought you in? Why now?
Well, because we just want to be left alone.
Sure, but was there something that that brought you to the point to where
how'd you find them?
You sought them out, or they found you, or what? How did that work out?
They found me.
How? Where and how?
Oh, I'm on Facebook.
Okay.
And on Facebook, I like what they embody. It's not a conservative, it's not a liberal, it's not a Republican Democrat group. It's a very independent group that wants independence. They want to be free from the federal government.
So how are you going to accomplish it? What's the plan?
Well, we got I think there's a little petition on the site, and not only do we want Texas to sign a petition, but we want everybody, as many peoples nationwide, sign this petition saying, yes, people outside the state of Texas would like Texas, the people of Texas, to decide if they want to be independent or stay with the United States.
We want Texas to get out.
Texas?
Texas.
Oh, okay.
Texas to get out. Just kidding.
I think that's fine. I've always kind of liked the idea of just going ahead and drawing up your own Declaration of Independence and kind of going through the same motions that the dead guys from a couple hundred years ago went through. That way you could just say, well, look, we've got our own declaration and constitution, so therefore we must be legitimate. I mean, if that's all it takes to have your own society, then you can draw up your own paperwork and draw an imaginary line on a map somewhere, and hey, you got yourself your own society. And then if they claim that you're part of their society, you can say, oh, no, see, we have our own declaration, and so So we're part of the Texas Nationalist Society, or in my case, the Voluntary Society, or something.
Well, you have
like
to
that.
Let everybody inside a geographic area that fits a certain criteria. Of course, you get to pick the criteria that allow them to vote. So in their case, it was 21-year-old white landowning males. and in your case, you could say, you know, the members of the Texas Nationalist Society vote that we secede, and that's good enough
yep.
for us.
Absolutely. I think that makes sense. Hey, George, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. I'm actually kind of serious about that. I don't know if it's going to happen or when. I'm certainly not heading it up. But I like the idea of just going through the motions.
Yeah, it tickles me.
You know, that way, because they always claim that, well, you're here, and so therefore you're part of our society. Well, wait a minute.
Yep.
I thought society was a voluntary association of individuals. Oh, well, you volunteered by being here. Well, I don't know about that. I don't think there's any evidence of that besides the fantasy in your mind.
Was your society set up voluntarily? Because, well, they didn't let the Indians vote, and, mm-hmm. well, they took their land. They didn't let the women vote. They didn't let the black people vote. They didn't let people under 21 vote.
To some extent, they also didn't let anybody who opposed independence vote. But, I mean, the state legislatures, there were majorities that apparently that decided to nominate, you know, representatives to the Continental Congress, but it wasn't as if there was some referendum held. One could make the argument that most Americans at the time of independence, or at least a large percentage of them, would rather have remained part of the British Empire. So,
go along to get along. Stay out, keep it as is.
So this group of men in a room in Philadelphia decided to make a declaration.
Right. Who the hell were they? I mean, that's how arbitrary it is, right? Isn't that what
They're
it all...
the ones with the guns that won, essentially. And you know, I guess that's what they... I guess that's what it takes for independence is what we're being taught here. I don't believe
that's
true.
That's not what I want.
But that's what we're being taught.
That's what they... Well, that's what we have been told, sure, when we were growing up, and certainly you hear the shouts for
our blood. Well, you're
not
even told that. You're told you have to live with it because that's what we've got here.
But you were told that the independence was won through fighting. You know, that's what you were... That's what you're taught in government
schools. But the evidence is, if you look at it, that you can have it at independence by killing enough people.
Well, that's largely how it's been attained, though. That's probably why, when people look at it, historically the track record has not been good as far as keeping independence movements peaceful, but that's not entirely true. I mean, India separated from the British Empire peacefully, and mm-hmm. there have been many other instances where, you know, parts of countries have decided to declare their independence, and there hasn't been a war or any real kind of bloodshed.
Quebec has had some fairly decent success. I mean, they're not totally separated.
They never made that declaration, though.
But they threatened it, didn't they? And that kind of got them some autonomy, as I understand.
Yeah, they do exercise some rights that other provinces don't have, but there's still a question. I mean, there were some Canadian politicians who hinted that they would use force to stop a full separation. So until Quebec actually decides to leave, if they decide to do that, I don't think we're going to know whether it's going to play out peacefully in that case or not.
Let's go to your calls. Jay is listening to WIMS in Indiana. Jay, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thank you, sir. Good evening.
What's on your mind?
Well, I was listening to your talks about the police department and the police state. I had a couple questions. First off,
sure.
I probably need to say I'm what I consider to be a constitutionalist. I kind of believe in freedom and liberty and, you know, independence from excessive government intrusion and all of that. But I do think the police department is kind of like the old junkyard dog. It's good to have around, but if you don't keep it on a short leash, it's going to end up biting the neighborhood kids.
The trick is keeping it on a short leash, isn't it? I'm going to bring you back here because we're short on time here. I'm going to bring you back. We'll continue this discussion. Hang on. More with Jay in moments. Your calls as well about whatever you want. Dial in toll free 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
As you already know, drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using Plasma pH Drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. That's 269-216-9767 today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extracts, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves toll free. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
Nick, of course, joining us from the television world. He is one of the hosts of Free Minds TV, which you can see. And you can also listen to a radio version of the show, Free Minds Radio, at freemindsmedia.org. That's freemindsmedia. Wait, .com.
Either one.
Both. Okay, freemindsmedia.com. So head on over there. And Nick is also now blogging on the site. Make sure you take a look at that. Let's go back to Jay, listening to WIMS in Indiana. You're back on Free Talk Live. All right, Jay, go ahead with your thoughts tonight.
Oh, thank you. Well, I just wanted to summarize saying, they are like the junkyard dogs. You do got to keep them on a short leash. Otherwise, they bite the neighborhood kids. Sure, the police department. But have you guys dealt with the bad guys lately?
The bad guys, like a thug?
Well,
you can paint them any way you want. You can talk about thugs, you can talk about thieves, you can talk about robbers, you can talk about rapists. I mean, you want to talk about whatever you want to deal with.
I've been robbed before, if that's what you're asking.
I know someone who's under indictment for felony theft.
I spent 9 years in prison. See,
what I'm saying is there are a lot of bad guys out there.
Yes,
and there are a lot of people doing a lot of bad things, and we have to have someone.
Some of them work for the government.
Okay, a few of them, but you know what? I doubt very seriously the government's payroll is that big.
Well, certainly not all the bad guys work for the government. I will agree with you.
But the bad guys that work for the government are pretty much untouchable. I mean, it's very difficult to actually see any kind of justice come to
an individual who works within the government system. The police have their thin blue line and their brotherhood, and they close the ranks down. Whenever one of them gets in trouble, they all surround that person, and they protect
sure.
Their
I
own.
I think it's really easy for people to, and this includes police officers too, I think it's really easy for them to kind of circle the wagons and say it's you, me, us against you, that kind of thing. I'm sure they're human. They have those same kind of issues that the rest of us have. But I'm kind of concerned about categorically painting them negative. I think it's misleading and it's counterproductive. I mean, not all cops are bad. And you know what? Even those
not all cops are bad. When did we say that?
We try not to do that.
Wait a minute,
we
Jim.
We try not to do that. We do a lot of corrupt cop stories and we talk about how the policing system can be corrupt in this country, but we try not to specifically say police are bad.
I just had lunch with one of the good cops today, as a matter of fact, so there are some good ones out there. But the reality
I think we need to take it a little further than there are some good cops. I really think the majority of them are good. I'm sure that they occasionally do things
but
that
they
are
don't
wrong.
Do, right, well, that's just it. It's more than occasionally. A lot of these good cops are out enforcing bad laws on good people.
Okay, now, see, that's a different matter, though. That's not, the police department basically, and, you know, with the exception of those that go outside the law, you know, the majority of them, I think, pretty much try to enforce the law as they read it, as they see it, and let's face it, folks, the law is confusing. They enforce it the way they try to read it, or they read it, rather. But I think the laws maybe need to be changed, and perhaps the laws are a bit intrusive.
I don't think the cops are. I don't think the police departments are. That's the cop out you'll hear from cops is that from the police.
That's not the cop out from the
it
cops.
It is a cop out.
Jay, before you go on, and I'm not saying that this is that you're entirely wrong. I'm just saying that that's the cop out they used at Nuremberg, and it didn't work there.
Right. I'm sorry, but they are responsible for their actions. They are responsible for following the law, as you are saying. They're interpreting the law and they're following it the best they can. That's one of my problems with them, is that they're following the law and they're doing what it is they're told. Of course, they're not following all the laws because they selectively enforce them, depending on who it is that's breaking it, depending on what the law is. All that aside, they are following some really bad laws that are resulting in millions of Americans, hundreds of thousands of people, getting put in prison cells every single year because they had a plant in their pocket or a plant in their car or something like that, or a certain chemical. And so, I don't know, I've talked to a lot of these cops that are enforcing these laws, and they're very personable. They're people that I could get along with, except for the fact that they're throwing my friends in prison cells.
And I don't disagree that the laws need to be changed in a lot of areas and that they are too intrusive. I've never believed that government needs to stick their nose in every little thing that we do. And I have to tell you, when it happens to me, I'm very resentful of it. In fact, exceptionally resentful of it. And so I have to concur with you there. But I guess what I'm kind of concerned about with is that we really have to be careful painting the police into a corner of being the black boot.
They do it to themselves, Jay.
Ian, how about, Jay, we go with this. The administrations of the police departments have their police allocated in a fashion that does not promote liberty. That they're too busy out there spending their time chasing down speeders so that they can get revenue for the government, finding college kids or smoking pot so they can get revenue for the government, and they're not doing what it is that what we're told on TV that they do, solve crimes and protect people.
Well, see, I don't know whether they go out there and solve crimes or not, and protect people or not. The only thing that I can say is that the interactions that I've had with them, have been mixed. I mean, I've had interactions where I was resentful with what they were doing, and I thought they were being intrusive, and I'll agree that those things happened. But on the flip side of that, there have been some times when I was really glad to have them around.
Mm-hmm.
They protected my family, they protected my person.
Great,
and
that's what they're supposed
people.
To do. That's when they're
right.
acting
and
as
I,
peace
I
officers. You see, here's the thing. To me, Jay, the distinction is that you can act as a peace officer, or you can act as a law enforcement officer. And when they're acting as peace officers, by all means, I think that's great. You know, protecting people, keeping people safe, all in favor of that, breaking up fights, whatever the heck it is that they're doing, investigating a real crime, great. But when they're acting as a law enforcement officer and just enforcing these diktats from the people in the legislature, then that's when I have a problem. Because if peaceful people are getting hurt, if people that have not harmed others are getting hurt by the police, and when I say hurt, being having their freedom stolen from them, I don't necessarily mean having their bones broken or something like that. I mean having their freedom taken away from them and having to spend a night or several nights or 58 nights in a jail cell after they haven't harmed anybody else. That's when the cops are acting as law enforcement officers, and they're enforcing laws that they shouldn't be enforcing. They should be one of the... If, I mean, you want to talk about the way the system could work a little bit better. I mean, besides my whole idea of getting the government out of the policing world, if you just get the government in the policing world and had them focus on real crimes instead of these manufactured revenue stream crimes, like you're saying, Mark, speeding and pot possession and stuff like that, then nobody would have a problem with the police. If the cops were out there actually busting rapists and murderers and arsonists and vandals and things like that, nobody is going to get upset about that kind of behavior.
The problem is, it's not always the big things that we need them to enforce. I mean, you just mentioned speeding is a good example, okay? You think it's okay for someone to travel down a 30-mile-an-hour residential road, you know, with kids playing on the side of the street at 60-mile-an-hour? You think that's okay?
I think that all streets should be privately owned, sir. I think all streets should be privately owned, and then each private road owner can make their own decisions about what is and what is not appropriate.
We're going to have a rough time doing that in my neighborhood. Each one of us has, what, 50 feet of road?
The way I would look at it is that there are cases of speeding or reckless. I think it should be treated as reckless driving, which is really what it is if it rises to that level. But when you get pulled over by the cops for speeding, many times, especially now that many departments are looking for more revenue, many times it is not that clear-cut case where the speeding is actually a danger. You're, in fact, doing, 75 on a 65 part of the highway.
So I'd say 9 times out of 10, most speeders are speeding safely and pulled over for that. They're not putting any...
I don't know. Most of the tickets I've got, I deserved. So I guess we could agree to disagree
Are you saying that the first ticket didn't stop your behavior?
Jay, I didn't get to jump in on the speeding thing, and I understand why you're ready to tear up my partner over the private roads thing. It's not where I fall on this issue, but if they wanted to really enforce speed limits, and this just goes to show that they do not want to do this, they would put speed cameras that would catch people going 10 miles an hour over the limit all over. It would be cheaper than cops, believe me, because you don't have to pay pensions and all that other stuff for speed cameras. And speeding would stop overnight because people get tickets immediately instead of this arbitrary enforcement where they actually incentivize people to speed because 9 times out of 100, you don't get caught.
Jay, I'd like to thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate the discussion. The toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. And I'd like to observe again that it sounded to me like Jay has had multiple tickets that he didn't appreciate, that he didn't appreciate but realized he was doing wrong. Sounds like the first ticket didn't stop him, nor did the second. More coming up.
Read Drop Dead Gorgeous, the debut horror novel by liberty-loving Irish author Wayne Simmons. Meet horror's new bad girls in the chilling page-turner hailed by David Mundy, author of Haters, as completely brilliant. Drop Dead Gorgeous is available from Amazon.freetalklive.com and all other major online retailers. Go to DropDeadDolls.com now for more details. Live free, then die.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
This is Alex Jones with important news. I want to warn you about a deadly storm that's fast approaching. A storm that will affect you and everybody you know. Here's the story. The current administration is committed to nationalizing healthcare, giving 40 million new people free care. Now here's the bad news. The current system will almost be immediately overwhelmed by these new demands for free services and procedures. Medicare and Medicaid are already bankrupt. Many doctors are now leaving their practices frightened by the prospect of forced procedures. All this is creating a perfect storm, which could create unimaginable shortages in the healthcare services. Folks, it's time to be prepared for the worst. Our friends at Solutions from Science have recently come up with an emergency preparedness course that reveals how you can make powerful herbal medicines in the privacy of your own home. It's called Herbal Preparations and Natural Therapies, and it's flat out the best course of its kind. I recommend you visit this important new website at MakeHerbalMedicines.com. That's MakeHerbalMedicines.com, or call toll free 877-327-0365.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And if you like this show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. Doesn't matter if you're buying brand new or used, free Super Saver shipping on a whole lot of their new items. Head over to amazon.freetalklive.com as we go to your phone calls about what you want. It's Michelle in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Michelle.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
Hi. I just wanted to share some news that I'm fighting nationwide for, but here in the state of Illinois, Governor Quinn signed the Michelle Apple Law after me. And what this law does is it makes perpetrators of rape and child molestation and any sexual assault against men, the perpetrators have to pay lifetime long-term care for victims. And this new law did not help me. I just fell the poverty level to pay for medications and stuff, hearing aids, but they're not having to do that anymore. The perpetrators are paying. And I am fighting nationwide and will be going to Kentucky in December to get the law started there.
So let me see if I understood what you just said. You said there was a law passed in Illinois that makes it so that rapists, child molesters, and some other category have to pay for medical bills for life?
Yes. That includes their medicines, their counseling, anything a victim needs. And if they have to be on medications for a lifetime, they have to pay that.
If they don't need the medication or whatever for a lifetime, then they wouldn't have to pay it, right?
They still have to pay them for life for how long they take their medications for.
So this is only medication that addresses the specific issue of what might have come around from the molestation or the rape. It's not if you, you know, break your wrist down the line, you don't have to, the guy doesn't have to pay for that or the perpetrator.
No, it's only what occurs during the rape or the molestation. And most victims are on medications and have to see a psychiatrist and they have hospital bills. And the crime does have to be reported to a hospital, but there is a mediator to be with the victim and mediates between the victim and police, and they fill out the papers for the lifetime long-term care.
Well, it sounds like a pretty good law. I mean, in interjecting the government in there, I imagine, makes it pretty arduous for both the victim and the perpetrator. But
it sounds like restitution to me.
Yeah, it sounds like a great restitution kind of a law. But I've got a kind of a question here. Do you think that the laws that they have in so many states where often sex offenders can't get out until somebody deems them, you know, safe to get out, or some of these long sentences that they give these guys, do you think that that sort of works against the goals of this law, for instance?
Because they can't pay it.
Right. I mean, you know, how's a sex offender going to pay when he's, you know, in jail?
Yeah. What they're doing is they're freezing all their assets when they go in and they take from there.
What do you do if you're dealing with a homeless rapist?
They could lose everything they have.
Right, but what if you have a homeless rapist?
Or a married one.
Who has nothing.
They make them work in prison to pay something.
I see. So
maybe Illinois is one of those prisons where they actually get some money. I don't know.
You would get a cut out of their paycheck.
Yeah, what about the ones that are married? Do they take the communal property of the husband and wife?
All I know is they take asset of the rapist's home. So I would say yes to that question.
Do you think that's a bad deal for the wife?
Do you think that if I rape somebody that my wife deserves to be impoverished?
No, I do not.
Okay.
I do not think your wife should have to be punished for that, but that's what they're doing because the victims can't afford to pay for their care.
Thank you for the call tonight, Michelle. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That's certainly, I don't have any real objection with that idea. I think that people who are victimized should be restituted. They should be compensated for their victimization, and that includes whatever bills need to be paid, plus something on top of that, I think, you know, in addition to that.
Yeah.
For pain and suffering and all that. 800-259-9231. You dial in about anything. We go to the email box where Jim emails in from Pennsylvania. He says, guys, I've been a longtime listener to the show, and although I consider myself a pro-liberty guy, I still do cling a little to my statism side. I have a problem that I hope you can help me out with. During the summer, I have had a few neighbors move in next door to me. And within the last month, I've spoken with them several times in regards to their playing loud music. They play loud music all day and for a good chunk of the night, causing me and my family to lose sleep. Now, being a listener of your show, I decided on a pro-liberty approach and spoke with them on several occasions and asked if they could lower the music after 10 at night. Since the neighbor and I share a wall of our homes due to it being a row home, the loud music is quite disturbing. Their reactions have ranged from politely saying okay and doing nothing to telling me to mind my own business. I used to take the trash out for my neighbors and clean up our shared pavement and other helpfully neighborly things, and have since stopped doing those things to say, if you can't respect me, then I won't respect you. But all my actions seem to do nothing, and the music continues. I don't want to call the cops on this individual for playing loud music after 11:30 at night, but I'm running out of ideas. Do you have any others?
One idea is earplugs. You know, not everybody thinks that this is a great option for them. I started wearing earplugs when my wife was pregnant because she began to snore like a sawmill.
Oh, dear. And, does she still after
no,
the baby?
She snored a little bit before that, and you know, I'm sure I do a little bit now and then too. But this is just kind of normal people snoring now. When you know, when women are pregnant, they have more pressure on their abdomen. And then after that, I found that it was helpful for allowing me to sleep when the baby wanted to get up in the middle of the night. you know, that was the deal. My wife, she's
that's right. You don't have to take care of the baby in the middle of the night, right?
And basically, he doesn't require care in the middle of the night now anyway.
That's good.
But the you know, that the she stays home from work. She doesn't really work. She works outside the, you know, mm-hmm. she does a little remote working because she chooses to. But the deal right. was that she had to get up because, you know, she's going to be the full-time.
So earplugs.
Yep,
earplugs. That's one idea. Now, it sounds to me like this might be a, I mean, he says it's a row home. I'm not sure what that is, but it sounds like a duplex. Like there's a wall between them.
Mm-hmm.
And so one neighbor's on one side, the other's on the other. It's all in the same house. That's the situation that I live in. Now, I'm the owner of the home and the other people are my tenants. So for me, dealing with a situation like that isn't a problem. And that's where I would say, it, since he's not saying here that he owns the home, he says new neighbors moved in next door to him. And next door is the same household, it sounds like. So go to the landlord, right? I mean, if you've got the same landlord, or even if it's not the same landlord, would that might be an appropriate way to yeah. approach things.
Even if this is a condo, I'm assuming there would be some kind of a property owners association, even if the people next door do own. So it there, seems like there is somewhere he can go with this to make a complaint.
There are plenty of houses in this country where people live very, very, very close to their property owning neighbors. So it's possible that he is a, you know, that this is a property owner and that's a property owner, or it's a different renter, you know, a different landlord entirely.
What and is a row home? A row home is like a townhouse. There are usually four or more homes built side by side with the dividing walls being common on each.
Any of these things is possible. Possibility, but now what would you say in the instance where, you know, all this being the same and because this does happen in the United States,
mm-hmm.
they, you know, they're owned separately, whether it's by those people or not. Would you say that's the time to call the police? Because I think it is.
I think you could go to maybe putting them on notice that you're either going to call the police if they don't stop,
mm-hmm.
or I guess you could. It would probably be more trouble than it's worth. I guess you could try to take them to small claims court to keep it a civil matter as opposed to calling in the police.
Again, if they all own these properties, then I have to question why you would buy in a situation where
you would
not
have... Oh, now it's your fault? It's your neighbor's playing?
It is your fault for making the choice. It is your fault for making the choice to buy a home that shares a wall with somebody else. What do you expect to happen?
I expect
people to be... Of course there's going to be noise. Well, then you need to buy something that has terms. I mean, you need to have some sort of... Like Nick was saying, a neighborhood association.
The terms exist.
If there are terms, then they're in violation of those terms. And then, of course...
We call them ordinances.
No, I'm not talking about ordinances. I'm talking about specific terms when you buy a home called deed restrictions, Mark. You know there's a world of difference between those two. One of them is you're consenting to. The other is an arbitrary set of guidelines forced upon you by bureaucrats.
Are you telling me that if I live next to you and there's a house within a few feet of your house and I play a freaking train horn all times of the day and night that you don't have the right to call the cops? They are aggressing on your property because their
noise
is going on to your property.
Yeah,
he is right. I'm not saying that it's the best idea, and I think that there's other options if you can use them. And, Ian, I suggested earplugs before I suggested the police.
I understand.
However, I do not think he goes outside of his rights by calling the police in this instance.
You know, you live in a home that shares a wall with somebody else. Those people are likely to play music at some point, so you should have figured that part out before you bought the place.
As long as the point isn't before 11:30 p.m.
If there are no rules on the property, then you've got nothing to stand on. But I think that if somebody is infringing upon your property, and that you could call it an audio trespass. More coming up.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.